Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We're asking, what sends your dog ballistic? This happened to me over the weekend. I was maybe a bad neighbour. I was watching a lot of movies, all sorts, and I was at one point watching a film called Secret of Ronan-ish, which is set on a like Irish coastal island sort of thing. So there's a lot of Irish music.
Okay, real like jiggy stuff.
Plenty of this.
Right.
And my neighbour's dog really hates Irish music, apparently.
Really?
Just went psycho. Even in another house, not connected by any walls, I was just watching these lovely people, you know, rethatch their roof.
Oh, my gosh. And it didn't like... So, just for context, it was not reacting to anything else in the movie up until that point?
No, I think it was the high pitch of the flutes and the all the Irish instruments. It just went...
Oh,
mental.
My goodness. Did you act on this? Did you do anything about it or did you just leave it?
There's nothing I could do. I'm trying to watch. You know, I want to see them find their little two-year-old baby boy return. The seals were looking after him. He had to come back to the mainland with his family.
That movie sounds
great movie.
Insane.
10 out of 10.
But look, I can kind of relate. I obviously have a dog, the lovely Eddie. He's a bit reactive.
Yes.
There's a few things. He doesn't like skateboards. So if we're like walking along the riverfront and there's somebody coming the other way with a skateboard, I have to kind of detour or pull off to the side. And the problem is he's the sweetest dog ever, but he comes across as super like aggressive and insane when he sees a skateboard. Another thing he doesn't like, don't really know why, horses being ridden.
What?
Whenever we're watching TV and there's a horse being ridden, he freaks out. He starts barking at the TV. He jumps up.
Horses fine. They're just big dogs. Someone riding a horse disturbs him.
Well, that's the thing. I wonder whether maybe he thinks that that's somebody riding a dog. And it's like, I don't know. I don't know what goes through his brain, but he cannot handle it. Ever since he was a puppy, no horses being ridden.
Amazing.
Dana, tell us, what sends your dog mental?
Classic one. He hates thunder. Which is fine because we can bring him inside and there's no worries. But the one that really gets me is when we go walking, he hates bikes. So we can't go next to anybody riding like a push bike.
So no bikes in the house then?
No, well, I don't know about you, but I don't keep my bike in the house.
Now, it's interesting. So do you do what I do? Because my dog is obviously the same with skateboards. Do you kind of, you see one coming, do you take an alternative route? What do you do?
Sometimes I like to wig him out just to see if he's more tolerant today than he was yesterday. I feel like exposure therapy might do it for him. But
does that ever work?
No, it hasn't worked.
Nah.
Well, it's nice to know there's another dog in the Riverland doing the same thing as mine, Dana. Thank you so much.
No, thanks, guys.
You know the really bad part, Brooke.
What?
I also have a bike in my house.
What?
I'm not dog friendly.